Time for another Kennedy Malloy catch-up. For garden tools with more power and less noise, use Makita's cordless power garden tools. Power over 200 tools with one battery. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hello, Australia, wherever you are listening from around the big brown land. Welcome to the big Wednesday hump day edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mick Malloy.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
Hello, guys.
Oops, I've just snapped my headphones off.
Ooh,
how long have I been in the business?
Too long.
2 years.
Yeah.
I wish.
You're very excited.
Well, we are very excited because, well, we're excited.
We've got a lot on.
We're running the full gamut today.
We are.
We'll get to you in just a second, young Jane Kennedy. But we have on one of the most controversial food reviews in the history of this country.
I agree with you. Being a food person.
The good food critic has come out and blasted the chicken parma.
No.
Not on my watch. He will be called to account.
Very big
we
enemy
will
here.
Have Callan Boyes on this show to defend himself while I defend the honour of our national dish.
And why
the chicken parma.
We've got some food news to go with that too regarding KFC.
What else have we got, Jane?
We have got a nerd alert.
That's right.
Our own James got up at 3 a.m. this morning because we have Apple News. And my daughter was looking at this too. There's iPhones that are cheaper than the last one that was released.
Good Lord, I've been ripped off. And we're doing the alert, chick flick alert coming down the pipe very quickly. There's a big one. There's one that hasn't been released, which I'm trying to stop.
Oh,
it hasn't been made yet.
But it sounds like a film I would like to see.
Well, I'm going to stop it.
Well, don't see
in
it then.
Its just tracks.
Leave it to 50% of the audience.
No.
Right.
This is a chick flick alert, and it's private men's business.
Well, our special guest today, Kitty Flanagan, going to want to see it with me.
Kitty Flanagan, rings a bell.
Yeah.
She's on Utopia.
Yeah, she's on Utopia, which is on tonight, ABC TV at 9 o'clock.
We'll get to the bottom
of
that.
What's Russell Crowe been doing?
Well, he's revved up his troops by reading aloud from his own book.
Oh, well, that voice, that can rev up anything.
Yes. I am.
That's pretty good.
Gladiator.
Yes. All right. We've got lots more as well.
We do. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. We'll do one job. Is it news? But yesterday on the show, someone went bonkers. You went bonkers.
That's your opinion.
Well, you
I
did.
Cool
you lost
and
it, and you've tipped over furniture in outrage because there's a new Brady Bunch show or something. You might remember that from 50 or 60 years ago.
It is an interest to people because it's the 50th.
When you had a black and white TV, you may remember a little thing called the Brady Bunch.
It's a 50th anniversary of the show going to air.
Also, I'm not exaggerating.
No, you're not. And A Very Brady Renovation is a television show that premiered last night in the US.
In the US. And you were
I was
appalled
saying,
it's not.
What's happening? It's not coming here. TV Tonight, well, the website.
You put your muscle and your weight behind a call to get it on Australian TV.
David and I did that from TV Tonight. We're going, come on, what's happening?
David who?
David Knox from TV Tonight. Yeah, he's very, very influential in this country.
Did you have a TV critic who was on your side as well?
Oh, yeah, Andrew Mercado also.
Jeez, credit where it's due.
Wow.
What is this?
Everybody's on board.
What's happened?
On board?
Is there a result?
There is a result.
From your whinging on yesterday's program, in tandem with Mercado and Knox.
It takes people power and even a call out. Something happened on the Studio 10 today. And good friend Angela Bishop. Let's just hear what she had to say.
Brady renovation has yet to be picked up by an Australian network, and we are backing ardent fan Jane Kennedy, who is using her Triple M Drive show with Mick Malloy to get this on TV. We are with you, Jane, 100% on the Triple M radio show. Hopefully that will happen.
Don't rope me into this, by the way.
Your face.
I like the way, too, that it's my show. Thanks, Ange, and you're just a little bit on the side. So,
hey, Jane, this we put out here on Triple M, we put out a, what do you call it?
Like a change petition.
A campaign, yeah.
A change.org petition.
Yeah.
Get A Very Brady Renovation on Australian TV. Kennedy Malloy, it's in a landslide. We have 52 people
52.
Who have signed up.
All right.
That's national.
That is.
Okay, so.
That is extraordinary, and I think the people have spoken.
Well, you may
Change.org.
You are not going to rain on
That's
my parade.
Big numbers.
You are not going to rain on my parade. You meek man.
I'm with you. I'm behind
you're not
you.
With me at all. Yeah, well, you've been mocking me from the beginning.
Well,
let me tell you this.
What?
It's a sunshine day. I think I'll go for a walk outside. Now, people will know what that means.
I don't. What does that mean?
I've had a phone call.
Hello. Can we have someone with a sedative?
Yeah.
I had a phone call today. A tranquilizer, how dare you, from someone extremely high up.
What? Alice.
In the net.
Sam the Butcher.
No one's taking this seriously.
Is it someone from the Brady family?
No.
Who?
A network chief in Australian television. Chief.
David
Leckie.
Contacted
me and said.
Kerry Stokes.
Jane, I can tell you that in October, a very Brady renovation will be shown on Australian television, but I'm not telling you.
Who is it?
I'm not telling you
what
yet.
What station?
We are just.
This doesn't seem.
We are working on this.
That's not so a great announcement.
It is a good announcement.
I want meat on the bone, Kennedy.
And don't worry, I am going to make this happen. Stand by and watch this space. See, so I get good results. On the other hand, on breakfast television this morning.
Well, we'll get onto that after the break because I fared less successfully.
That's true.
How can people get
and that
onto
makes
your,
sense.
Your,
no, they don't need
change,
to anymore.
Change.org.
It's happening.
Oh, it's done.
It's going to happen. Mm. It's going to happen and people power and myself.
People look at that 52. Was it you? Was it you 52 times?
Could have been.
The kids.
How many kids have you got?
It's just five phone calls.
five of them were our producers.
I have had overwhelming response.
Settle
and
down.
Look what happens. And can I tell you, it was a Variety and a Hollywood Reporter in the US said it's one of the top rating shows of the year.
Really?
So suck it up and I should be running a network.
Okay.
All right. Well, you've effected change.
Yeah. I've made change.
Because it's on where?
That is a huge secret, but it's exciting.
On who's got it and
when? Coming in October. Stand by.
This is the worst big announcement I've ever heard.
No, because I can only leak a little bit of.
Well, give us
so
something.
Secret.
Give us something.
I gave you something.
Dave's got the drums.
And I will be
and
the face
Jane?
Of the whole campaign. I've just made that bit up.
Well, when we come back, I do want to talk about what happened to me on Breakfast.
This made me giggle.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, on the Today Show. Go, Richard Wilkins.
All right, we'll find out right after this.
How dare you.
Thanks to Makita and the cordless
not
power
happy.
Garden range. You can find your
I'm
authorised dealer at makita.com.au.
It was a slight. It was a deliberate a deliberate sledge.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Kitty Flanagan, our special guest in the second
cannot
hour.
Wait.
Coming up.
She's on Utopia tonight.
She is.
She's a great
Nine
show.
Great
big night Wednesday night on the ABC. It's a good night of comedy.
Yes, it is. Now, speaking of TV.
Yes.
So I was excited because Angela Bishop gave me a shout out on Studio 10.
Yep.
About the Brady Bunch.
Sure.
And this morning on the Today Show, Richard Wilkins was doing a review of Ride Like a Girl.
Oh, my God, my film.
Your film.
Oh, wow.
And
so the reviews are in.
The reviews
this
are.
This is exciting.
It is exciting.
Now, but I'm just going to ask, he didn't slag me off, did he? Tell me.
No, he did not. He did not
Good
slag
on you, Wilco.
You
off.
Dickie.
Do you want to hear the review?
Yes, please.
All right, let's have a listen.
I tell you what, just wonderful performances. This, Sam Neill, Stevie Payne and Teresa Palmer, just wonderful. It's a fantastic film. Ride Like a Girl hit cinemas in a fortnight, really giving this one a big rap.
Oh. Jeez. Mick. Mick.
Oh, that felt
Mick.
So good.
Oh, okay.
Where are you?
Oh, okay.
I didn't seem to mention.
I get it.
Did he not see you? Was he in?
Did you want to hear it again, just in case we missed him?
No, mentioning we
don't need to do that. We don't need to do it again.
I tell you what, just wonderful performances. This Sam Neill, Stevie Payne, and Teresa Palmer, just wonderful. It's a fantastic film. Ride Like a Girl hit cinemas in a fortnight, really giving this one a big rap.
Oh yeah. Stevie Payne, great performance.
He wasn't convincing as Stevie Payne, I reckon.
I don't think he nailed it.
So you
I don't
sure,
think he nailed it.
Are you sure you're
Sam
in?
Neill? Oh, I'm from Jurassic Park. Oh, I'm the best actor in the world. Teresa Palmer. She's hot.
That's lame.
I'll give her a pass. No, she was very good. However, if there was one
Hello.
towering.
Oops. Mm.
towering
are you sure,
person.
Dave, have you seen the movie yet?
I have not seen it.
I haven't seen it yet. Are
Jeez,
you sure you're in it?
You're a mole.
It's not
this
out
is,
yet.
Why sure would you try and derail my foray onto the big screen? Who was that? Wilkins. Wilkins. Yeah. You've made a very powerful enemy, mate.
No, you've had your fair share of Dickie.
Yeah.
I've had a go at Dickie.
Yeah, you have.
You know what you've done? You've awoken a sleeping giant.
Don't create more enemies.
Take your giant schlong.
You can't
and
well, see, that's a compliment.
No, oh, is it?
Yes. Oh, well, apparently.
I did a nude scene.
No, you have not done a nude scene.
I did a nude scene at Caulfield Racetrack. And let's just say some of the racehorses had to look away in embarrassment because...
I had it turn into you and your appendage all of a sudden.
Hey, why would you not mention me? Get me Wilkins on the line. I want to speak to Richard Wilkins.
No, he sleeps in the afternoon.
Does he?
Afternoon delight.
He sleeps on air.
Anyway, can I
tell you what?
Else?
I sleep through the Today Show every day. The Today Show's terrible.
No, I'll tell you something very exciting happened on the Today Show.
Oh, it didn't.
Well,
it wasn't exciting at all.
It actually backfired because they had the dullest winner of all time.
So there's a contract when you win
big. Well, you'd think.
Yeah.
On a show. And this is how you're supposed to react.
Yeah.
This is how you're supposed to react.
$10,000! Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
All right, you get the idea?
Yeah, of course.
Yes, you've got it. I mean, it's a big deal, and you're on TV,
They're up against a cash cow who's given away huge money. It's very exciting. He goes berserk every time. So 80 grand on the table. This shows you how uninterested and unengaged the Today Show audience basically is. You're going to hand them $80,000 and they couldn't give a stuff.
But this woman is a bit of a cow.
That's how far gone they've been watching Richard Wilkins.
Review.
They've all been forward within an inch of their lives. Today's show's on the ropes.
No, it's not.
If you can't hand out $80,000 and get a positive reaction.
Well, let's have a listen to
Lynn.
Lynn, the most unappreciative winner of all time.
On the Today Show.
I woke up with Today.
Yes! Yes!
Hey, Lynn. Congratulations.
Did I win?
You've won $80,000, Lynn.
Oh, fantastic. I've actually been at work and I'm just out in grab me a couple of things before I go back.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
Oh, Lynn. How much of a difference will this make? Have you got any idea as to how you might spend it?
I'll pay my phone bill first for all the entries.
That's a big phone bill. Yeah,
you must love a chat. Fantastic.
And thank you for watching the show, Lynn. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.
Oh my God. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks. Bye. Yeah. I'm going back to work.
Anyway.
Pay the phone bill. Play the proper one again. Play the first one again.
That's the way you win a contest.
Richard Wilkins.
Absolutely.
I blame.
What cannot blame Richard.
When I come on,
told
you this, there's a flutter of programs when I come on Rides Like a Girl. No.
Ride Like a Girl.
Ride Like a Girl. You have no respect for network stars, and I do. And I'll tell you what.
What?
My mate Richard Wilkins is on the line
what?
Now. Hey, Dickie, how are you?
Good, Dan. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm a huge fan, Richard.
Now, you did a review of Ride Like a Girl, Richard, this morning. And
yes.
I loved it because...
It wasn't very comprehensive, I felt.
No, you were very complimentary about the film and all the acting of Sam Neill and Stevie Payne, Theresa Palmer, and there's one fellow you didn't mention, which made my day.
Can we have a listen to Richard?
Have a listen.
This is what Richard said earlier on the Today Show,
I tell you what, just wonderful performances. This, Sam Neill, Stevie Payne and Theresa Palmer, just wonderful. It's a fantastic film. Ride Like a Girl hit cinemas in a fortnight, really giving this one a big rap.
Are you?
Yes. Now, listen, can I just clear something up, firstly?
Yes.
Firstly, I do review a movie on the day it's released, i.e. I will be doing that in a fortnight's time on the 26th. Great. So what I was doing this morning on the show, and thanks for watching, by the way.
I do watch every morning.
Thank you. Was doing a piece with Michelle Payne and the fabulous Rachel Griffiths, who I had the pleasure of. Oh. So it was ostensibly, if I can use that word.
Richard, I don't want you to make excuses. I'm rapt that you didn't even mention Mick Malloy.
No, well, it was an interview with those two lovely ladies. And I did mention Sam because I reckon it's the best thing he's done in a whole long time. And
is it? Is it, though? I mean, Sam, do you feel Sam's overrated?
Stop it.
You say that.
He's a lovely bloke. He's a Kiwi and he can do no wrong.
He's like the Kiwi mafia. That's what it is. Richard Wilde, Wilkins.
Just let me get one more sentence out, then I'll hang up.
Yes.
I've got a Down syndrome son, so to see Stevie Payne playing himself up,
I agree.
Sob like a schoolgirl, seriously. Right.
Hey, well, he's getting great reviews. But you don't think there was room somewhere along the line to mention a rising star, little trooper.
You've had plenty of cracks over the years. Yeah. your role, along with Shane Bourne and Magda, dare I say, Dr. Magda. You know, it was a small but pivotal role, Mick.
Richard, would you consider having me on for a one-on-one chat about the movie and my performance,
the industry,
and how I got up, about my character? And how I arrived.
Mate, how many seconds are you in the movie for, do you reckon?
Oh,
wow,
I love this
interview's got long.
25.
Yes, but okay. Well, how much was Marlon Brando in the first Superman? And he was paid an incredible amount of money. He was in it for 3 minutes. It's not the amount of screen time; it's how you occupy the silver screen.
Are you
screen,
liking which... yourself to Marlon Brando? Oh.
Well, in size, I
am. Size of talent?
Well, maybe I could be Australia's Marlon Brando.
Well, you couldn't be. Don't be stupid. That's ridiculous, Richard. We love chatting to you. We love the Today Show.
Richard, am I to assume that you will be, when you cover the film properly, be putting me under the microscope and including me in the
scene? I mean, do you think you contributed markedly to the film? You don't think they could have had some bloke off the street who? You know,
I believe that film wouldn't be the same without me and what I bring to the giant screen.
I tell you what, that film is fantastic.
It is great.
And I want it to be a smash hit because it's just a great story and it's well told.
And we want to get behind the Australian film industry, don't we?
That's right.
You know what I bring to the screen, Richard? You know what I bring? Four chins. Four chins. Okay? I want you to, in any written review or any movie piece, please make a mention of me because it's...
Don't be aggressive towards Richard, please.
Wow.
Richard, I just felt that was... By omission has disrespected the film.
I loved it, anyway.
Are you missing out on something somewhere in your life at the moment, eh?
This poor guy needs a bit of a boost with his self-esteem.
Gee whiz, just... what's going on?
Richard.
Mate. Who's on the Today Show tomorrow, mate? What can we look forward to tomorrow?
Oh, mate, well, it's movie day tomorrow. I just went and saw that film, Downton Abbey.
Okay.
I've never seen any of the TV series, I must confess.
A chick flick? Would you put it? I've got a chick flick alert coming up later. Would you call it that?
Oh, well, no, I quite enjoyed it. It's, you know, I've never...
Chick flick,
you just, it's, yeah, it's... Well, people who like Downton Abbey. Who likes Downton Abbey?
Well, no one in this studio.
No, look, it's pretty good. It's, you know, it's back in the 1920s and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Also, there's one for you, Mick.
That's a good review.
That can be a review tomorrow. Review?
It's a very detailed review tomorrow. And also, so one for you, that you make. It's called The Angry Birds Movie 2.
Hello. It might go over my head, but I'll try and hang in there. I could be in that. I could be an angry bird. Yeah. I'm a chameleon.
Yeah. It's computer animated, so you might just get across the line.
Hey, we'll all wake
all
up
right,
with
Richard.
Today, tomorrow.
Today,
thank you, Richard.
Get on the show. Good well done.
Thanks, Richard.
Bye. Beautiful. See you,
matey. Bye.
All right. Ride Like a Girl, by the way, in cinemas September 26th.
Was there some tension there, do you think?
No, it's all good.
No, there's no tension. Look, I know there's a lot of people in the industry who don't like you.
Mm.
But Richard was being diplomatic.
We go back.
Do you?
Yeah.
I think we better
go. Double date.
Let's go to a break, I think.
Yeah, I think we're out.
Before we get in trouble.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Look at all this food.
This is the best thing I have ever put in my mouth.
I like food.
That is f***ing disgusting.
Kennedy Malloy's Food News.
Eat it. Just eat it.
Right, do we have a national dish? Do we have anything that approaches a national dish in this country? I say yes.
You say yes?
I do.
What do you think Australia's
It's a chicken parmigiana.
Chicken parmigiana.
If
chicken
you walk into any pub, the top of the list on the blackboard is the parma. The parma and the pot, Jane.
Pot and parma,
is as good as it gets.
And it's generally not overpriced.
No. It's the way to go.
Filling.
In the leafy suburbs of Sydney and Melbourne or the outback stations of the Kimberley, you can rely on the parmigiana, the chicken parmigiana. We love it. Now, if you were to go the chicken parmigiana, as un-Australian as kicking a kangaroo in the pills.
Really?
You may as well walk straight up to a kangaroo and just kick it in the pills.
Right.
Say, that's how much respect I have for me and our country. Now, we all know the greatest food guide in the land, by a mile, is the Good Food Guide.
Correct.
And the Good Food Guide, which is the home of the hats, as they like to say, it's a Bible for me. And I go to it and I trust it. And in today's papers, in the Fairfax papers, you'll see an article by a writer called Callan Boyes who has attacked viciously the chicken parmigiana. Can I give you a couple of quotes?
Yes.
The chicken parmigiana is a waste of kilojoules, an abuse of deep-fried chook. The schnitzel, he's leapt to the defence of the schnitzel.
Yeah.
The schnitzel is already perfect with lemon mash and gravy. Why anyone would want to make it crunchy, coating, soggy with sugo is beyond me. Chicken parma speaks of joints with too many TAB screens and not enough hand wash in the loo. How dare you?
Whoa.
It speaks of pub owners who reckon a $15 porterhouse is all you need to get the punters through the door.
That's pretty scathing.
I am shocked and appalled, Jane.
I am, but how about we speak to that writer? He's the food writer from the Good Food Guide.
Is he in some kind of police witness protection scheme?
I think he's out and proud. It's Callan Boyes. Callan, how are you doing?
Hey, g'day, mate. It's all right. You're pretty cool, but I've held him off for a little bit to have a chat.
Callan, what are you thinking? Do you want to take it back, or are you standing by this inflammatory opinion piece?
And did you have a bad experience with one?
I grew up in Newcastle, so yeah, I had a lot of bad experiences with chicken parmas. Where in Newcastle and a lot of regional areas, it's very much treated as a pizza base.
I think in Newcastle they have chicken parma for breakfast. That's a first up meal.
Can we get
chicken
it right?
Chicken parmigiana and a passiona.
And a passiona. Yeah. Well, now you're talking.
You're talking to a woman who's sitting here with a can of passiona.
Callan, can I just say, can we get the recipe that you're talking about correct? It's the crumbed chicken breast, which is the massive one.
Yes.
The weird one where they grow the big chickens.
Yeah.
It's crumbed. Then there is a sort of ham, then cheese, and then a sort of red sauce. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, red saucy sugo thing. Whatever.
Sugo, yeah.
But the ham part is controversial.
What's your beef with the chicken parmigiana? Tell me straight off the bat.
I bloody love schnitzels. I think it's just
you're a schnitzel man. This is like the Ford and Holden dispute or the Pepsi Coke. Can I say this to you, young man? If I was on death row and they said you've got one meal, it's a chicken parmigiana.
Wow.
What is wrong with you, Callan? Do you know what? You've just cost yourself a gig on MasterChef. You could have been one of the judges. But no,
Callan, I'm getting the impression, I think Adam Leo, who was a winner on MasterChef, he's defended the parma. Have you had you've had a bit of feedback on this today?
Oh, what's he said?
I've had a lot of feedback on both sides of the fence, mind you. a lot of people are calling for my citizenship to be revoked. One guy calling me racist.
Oh, racist?
That's a slight stretch, but I'll...
If it's racist to Australia,
all right. Now, can I broach another subject for you? Speaking of chicken, what do you think of this? KFC have launched a fried chicken themed wedding service. They're for six lucky couples. They are going to be able to hold their wedding at a KFC, and the nuptials will include a KFC themed celebrant, a food truck, a photo booth,
Colonel Sanders, celebrant Sanders,
and customized chicken buckets. Now, what is this country coming to, I ask you?
Wouldn't that be every woman's dream?
I don't think so. It's your dream, not every woman's dream.
I'd be on my fifth wedding by now.
I'm not above KFC or the Dirty Bird at 2 a.m. on George Street in Sydney or wherever you in Melbourne. That's for sure. It's not bad chicken, and it should be for the amount of money they put into making it taste good. But and putting away the side of those chickens to treat it and whatnot as well, I think it's important thing to raise.
Do you think it's gone?
I think this discussion, but KFC wedding.
Married at First Sight might be able to hold one of their weddings there.
Instead
of a bouquet, you just chuck a bucket of chicken over your shoulder.
All right,
can I just quickly ask you, young man, what your signature dish would be if you were on death row and you were about to, what would it be?
Oh, a steak, for sure.
Like, no, not one of those $15 porterhouses that pub owners.
Or was it a Wagyu?
No. Don't know about Wagyu, but probably an Australian. Or maybe a David Blackmore Wagyu from down in Victoria there. Mm-hmm. Or just, it's just a really good steak cooked over charcoal, so you get all that smoke coming out. And, that makes you feel alive before you get the meat.
What if we put some tomato sauce on top of it and a little bit of ham? And
sacrilegious to you.
All right, I'll tell you what we're going to do now. We're going to see if which camp you're in and if you've got the weight of the public behind you. Give us a call, 133353, whether you defend the chicken parma, whether you think Callan here is right, and when he comes out of hiding, when he's no longer in police protection, we will get him back on the show.
Thanks for talking to us, Callan.
Thanks, guys. Thank
See you, mate. Good luck.
Callan boys, they're joining us here. 133353. Ring now.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Kitty Flanagan is going to join us in a second. Now, she's coming up soon. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy.
She'd woof a parma.
Kitty?
Yeah, that'd be her favourite dish, I betcha.
Not sure whether she's a parma girl.
Do you make them?
No, I don't make them at home.
Why not?
Because I'm...
Pardon me, Your Majesty. Is that
no, I just, if I have any, something like that, I just do plain schnitzel and I like Wiener schnitzel.
In any of your
schnitzel.
Five cookbooks, have you ever done a...
No. I've never done a parma.
Well, that's a bit...
No, I'm not. There's no demand for it in my house. Everybody just wants a plain schnitzel with lemon. Well, what's wrong with that?
I don't know.
And a
side salad, and
a crinkle cut chip.
I think you've got to address. So, what's the ideal?
I think the correct accompaniment for a parma is a crinkle cut.
Is a crinkle cut chip. Mm. Yep. Why crinkle cut?
Yeah,
it retains the salt.
It's firmer and returns. Yes,
Returns
the salt. You could be the judge on MasterChef.
I could. I'll get a cravat.
Yeah, done.
And I'm away. Adrian's on the line. Here we go. Parma, for or against? Adrian, what say you?
Got to be for it, Mick. And being a Tiger supporter and a lover of the Parma, they go hand in hand, I think.
So you have a victory Parma after a big win?
Absolutely. I have a Parma. Parma after a win.
Do you have a favourite Parma? Is there any one that you care for?
Anyone? Well, I actually fell in love with the Parma at the pub at Crown, which I believe no longer exists.
Right.
So, Adrian, you like Parmas so much, you post them on Instagram. You have a Parma series, is that correct?
Really?
I do, that's right. Parmas.
So how many?
Give it a plug. What
is
it?
You review them. How many have you reviewed?
I've published, I must admit, I wouldn't say I'm a professional, but I've got 6 reviews on there at the moment, all around pubs.
I'd say you're not professional either.
not prolific.
6.
Get off, Adrian. Brendan's on the line. Brendan, for or against the mighty chicken parma?
I am for it, Mickey.
Yes, all the way.
But in defence of the schnitzel, there is one good thing you can have a schnitzel, you can use a schnitzel for.
What's that? Mm-hmm.
That's the turn into a parma. You put some cheese and you put some sauce on it and you turn it into a parma.
The schnitzel is a before shot. The That's Parmesan exactly is the after shot. Give him a prize, Dave.
Yeah, you got prize. You got James Rain tickets celebrating 40 years of Boys Light Up.
He loves a parma.
I am saying that tomato and chicken do not go together.
All right.
Chicken.
But you're not exactly the common person or the target market.
You're a bit leafy suburbs of the style.
Oh. You're a kind of...
I told you, I'm a...
hors d'oeuvres woman. You're a finger food. You're not a real... Okay, if you can see the look I'm getting right now, everybody, this is why I come to work.
Yes.
Right now.
All right.
It's
Hello, Sue. What do you think about chicken parmigiana?
I would parmi any day.
You'll have a what?
Food. Thank you.
You want a schnitzel?
I will have a schnitzel with lemon or you can add some garlic butter, but do not mush my chicken with that tomato sauce and that cheese.
Yeah, I think I'm with you.
All right, settle down. Jesus. Sue, thank did you have a bad experience with a parma or...?
Yeah, the tomato sauce burnt the roof of my
mouth.
It burnt the roof of
her
mouth. The cheesy.
I need to shout at me, sir.
The cheesy. The mozzarella.
What about tiny little, like on toothpicks, little bits, like in the start?
What's the point if you don't get a massive plate come out and everybody goes, whoa, you're the winner. Look what you got. That's what everyone says. Everyone gets food envy.
Jeez, your attitude is quite revealing.
Jacqueline, this is mystifying. Tell us what your fiancé wants.
He's having Palmer's on the menu at our wedding.
You're the winner.
He's a good man, Jacqueline. He's a good, he's a keeper, this guy.
Did you have any say in that? Did you arc up about that at all?
So instead of
because it's his one request.
Instead of the chicken or the beef, it's the chicken or the chicken.
That's it.
And it's all Palmer.
Bless his heart.
Yeah. Does the Parmigiana make it into the vows? For the, do you take me for
that,
the good Palmer and the bad Palmer? I will be. Give Jacqueline a prize.
Yeah,
too,
prize please. Pack for Jacqueline.
Congratulations. Have a happy wedding.
Congratulations.
All right. Bobby.
Hello, Bobby.
G'day, folks. I'm with Mickey Malloy on this one. Palmy all the way, but I've gone to level two, Mickey.
Yeah.
I've gone to the veal Palmy.
I think you're right there.
I agree.
Chips and gravy and wash it down with a big vat of Great Northern.
I can murder a veal Parmigiana. Like an absolute woof. It's like a crime scene when you see my plate. You go, what happened? Oh, there was a big veal Parmigiana sitting with that not 10 seconds ago.
That's
and
so
then you
big.
Cut to me with like a gravy moustache and you go,
and a little
I don't know,
dribble
I don't,
down I don't, your t-shirt. Yeah. Thanks, Bobby. Hey, let's go to Ty.
How you going?
You're for against the chicken Palmer.
Palmer all the way.
Yeah, Palmer, man. I like it,
definitely.
Ty. Yeah, chips. Would you take it with chips?
Veggies?
What, salad?
No, chips only, no salad.
What do you mean? No veggies, no salad. Where do you get your greens from?
Carbo load me.
Yeah.
Exactly. You don't make friends with salad.
That's true. I heard that one.
Are you going to have it tonight for dinner?
I am having it for dinner tonight, yep. Going to Woolies and I'm picking up some chicken Palmers.
All right, let's go to our last caller, Marina, on the line.
Yes.
Hi, Marina. How are you?
Hi.
What would you like to add to the conversation?
Well, I'm actually quite devastated because I've just disowned my son, Callan.
Oh, my God.
The critic that we just spoke to, Callan Boys, from The Good Food Guide. Are you his mum, Marina?
That's adorable.
Well, I was, yes.
And so did you read this or are you hearing this now for the first time?
I did read it yesterday and I've been too upset. I've been today.
Well, he claims he had a bad experience in his life. It wasn't to do with you, was it?
Well, obviously, yes. Oh.
Have you ever served chicken Parmigiana in your life?
Yes.
Callan, Marina, you should invite him round for a family function.
He's not invited to anything.
Oh, Marina, well, we need to give you a prize for calling up today. Thank you.
Callan, you're amazing. Yeah. Your son's dead to me. He's dead to he's off the Christmas card list for a lot of us. And I'll pass on your thoughts, Marina. Not welcome at home.
Good for you.
Well, thank you. Yes, through a third party would be better.
Thanks for tuning in, Marina.
You got it.
I think Australia has spoken.
Yeah. We're done.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Mayday, mayday. This is not a drill. Calling all men. This is a Category 5 chick flick alert. Abort cinema. Abort cinema. Repeat, this is not a drill. Warning, warning. This is a fully blown chick flick alert.
Whoa.
Yeah, that gets your attention, fellas. I know it does. Okay, here we go. This is not in cinemas yet, but it's mooted, and I'm flagging it. So you can't say you weren't forewarned, but there's something that's gaining a lot of traction and it's gaining ground. I don't like it.
You look
it,
upset.
And I want it nipped in the bud now.
What's happening?
Guys,
I don't know.
There are forces that would like to see a female James Bond.
What?
What the hell?
No.
That's ours.
No.
That is ours. Pierce Brosnan, former James Bond, says, get out of the way, guys, it's time. He did four movies. I think Daniel Craig's doing an excellent job.
He is.
I don't think it's broken.
Do you?
Let us have our stupid thing. You've taken Captain America. You've taken everything else.
Yeah.
Leave us.
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman, that should be a guy.
James Bond. If you were to describe James Bond, what is James Bond's job?
Well, I'll tell you what, he drinks martinis, not Bacardi Breezes. Yeah.
And he's a pants man.
He's a pants man. You know what car he drives? One without dings in it. That's what he's up to.
What?
So,
what does he do?
He's a spy.
Yes.
You know he does?
What?
He roots Bond women. I'll allow that.
Yeah.
If we get a Bond girl, that can stay.
You allow pretty girls to be in it.
Yes. Okay. What do you want to do? Okay. Could you imagine James Bond as a woman in these films? So this would be called Dr. No, and that's final. That's the last time I'll tell you.
God. Gold. You are on thin ice here.
Let's hear some more.
We you may know, need to dump. Go
gold
ahead.
Finger, put a ring on it. Do you want to see On Her Majesty's Secret Victoria's On Her Majesty's Victoria's
on,
Secret
right.
Service?
Yeah, you'd like to see
the
that.
The Spy Who Nagged Me. Golden Boob. Sky Tits. I mean, what do you want?
Oh, you're so happy with this, aren't you?
Oh, man.
You're so I happy. Am. You're so easily amused.
What about
amused.
Octopussy? Is that something?
Oh, I'd much like to see that.
It doesn't even need to change the title of that.
That sounds awesome. All right, I'll allow it. I'll allow a remake of Octopussy.
Pussy Galore? That character's still allowed?
Well, yes, but that's the proper role for the woman. Pussy Galore. Hello. That should be a serving suggestion in a James Bond film. Do you
really?
Not agree? Can't
no,
we
I don't.
Just have that? Why
you
isn't
know what?
There something
I'll tell you,
for white men in Hollywood?
I'll tell you what. If that's what makes you all happy, you can have your
can
one
we?
Little movie, your thank little you. Spy film. Oh, it's so realistic. Oh, I'm a man in a suit. Oh, and I'm having martini.
I'm passing chicks and I'm drinking martinis.
Upon,
yeah,
I
drive
have a
fast
gun.
Cars. Yeah. Yes.
Tick, tick, tick.
Got this
tick,
gun.
Tick, tick, tick. That's
get,
what we want.
I get Russian spies. Oh, baddies.
Awesome. I get a hottie and then I get a really funny line afterwards. Yeah. Oh. Yes. Come on.
If that is
let's
all that will make you
that's
happy,
all I want out of life.
Go for it. I've got another one for
oh,
you.
Here we oh. go.
There we go. Right, alert. Fire away.
Renee Zellweger. Is in a new film. It's a Judy Garland biopic.
Oh, good call. Chick flick alert. Wow.
Last night at the Toronto Film Festival, Renee appeared before the entire crowd. They gave her a standing ovation.
Judy Garland.
Well, no, it was herself because they just watched the Judy Garland film and they just applauded her incredible transformation. Can we hear? Have we got a trailer?
Oh, we do. Yeah, you want to hear it? Yeah,
yes.
This is Judy.
I'm sorry it's so late.
Miss Carr.
No, please. I'm Judy.
Clang, clang, clang with the trolley.
Mom, please don't go to sleep now. No, no,
I've got Jessica.
No, no.
The kids need a home, Judy.
I know what kids need. They need their mother.
Somewhere. You need to take better care of yourself.
Over the rainbow.
Over the rainbow.
Everybody has their troubles. And I've had mine.
I think that's enough, isn't it?
So, can I just say this? Chick flick alert. You could do a good Liza Minnelli as under that, because which would be a powerful
now,
character
in
the film.
I have to say, in all truth, yes, I could.
And can I say
like physical chum.
Easy, Tiger.
Wow. This just happened then.
Hey, can we do this? Can I say something? Yes. This will be controversial. Yeah. I'm a huge fan of Judy Garland.
You are?
And I'm
why?
I might go and see that film. Because she was a teenage alcoholic. And I have always admired that get up and go from a young age.
I think right. if the Me Too movement had started during the Wizard of Oz.
Well, she would be
she would
alive
have been
today.
Leading the, yeah.
Possibly. Yeah, true. Hey, John on the line. John, you want to weigh into the James Bond debate? I say no Jane Bond. James Bond, what say you?
I say, why can't we do a Mr. and Mrs. James Bond, similar to Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
Hmm.
Okay, we'll call
well,
it.
Well, who wears the pants in that, though? There's always going to be someone, and someone's got to be in charge.
As long as James is home by 11.
I'd say, for fun, let's make her in charge and of the purse strings.
Let's make it a documentary. What about,
thank you, John.
You know the movie I'd like to see? Quantum of Silent Treatment. Hey, we better go to...
We're done. We've got news next,
yes.
And then Kitty Flanagan to join Flanagan. Us.
Drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Coming up in the big second hour, we may turn our attention to You've Got One Job. There's a ripper.
I like
I need
that
to
segment.
Get to the bottom of it. What about Is It News? Shall we get to that?
Yes, and is that Nerd Alert part of it?
Oh, my God, Nerd Alert. We have someone who works on the show who got up at 3 o'clock in the morning to get the new Apple phone.
No, to watch the information about the Apple launch.
So he didn't even get a phone?
No.
Jeez.
The information.
Why would he get a phone? How could he get a phone
and
at 3
he works
in the
on
morning?
The show.
He does.
Jeez.
Anyway.
I'd get home in time to watch that. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, we'll wade through all that information, but let's start with this woman.
Last time Kitty Flanagan was in, she'd recently locked herself out of home.
I don't know if you've seen a locksmith break into a house.
Yeah, you know what? It's going to be faster if I just drill this.
I cannot give you permission to do that. This is a rental property. And he went, don't worry about it. They'll never know. Got a drill, a hammer and a chisel and started banging away at that lock. No one in the neighbourhood said, hey, are you breaking into that home? He didn't check who I was at any stage.
Kitty stars in Utopia tonight, 8:30 on ABC.
It's all part of having a mature debate. Mm. If one side has no intention of conceding, then it's not a mature debate.
Yes, it is.
It isn't.
It is.
It isn't.
It is.
It isn't.
It is.
It's not a mature debate.
Yes, it is, and I just won.
Please welcome back Kitty Flanagan.
Kitty Flanagan.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I have been evicted.
Have you really?
No.
You should be on The Block. That'd be a good episode of The Block, trying to get
into
your
break
house.
Into your house.
That should be one whole episode.
That would be good.
Shall we start at the top with the big question?
The big question is, Palmer, thumbs up or thumbs down? Chicken Palmer.
Chicken Palmer.
Yeah, look, I was giving this a bit of consideration. I think a Palmer is really just a way of concealing a bad schnitzel. So I think you've got to be true to the schnitzel because I did a tour. At the end of my shows, I go and do the RSLs, like once I finish with the theatres. There's more money to be mined. So you go to the RSL.
Oh, well, they've got to be big.
That's the home of the Palmer.
Yeah, we did the schnitzel tour.
Did the schnitzel tour.
Yeah, so I can rank all the schnitzels in New South Wales RSLs. And I can tell you, number one, Rudy Hill RSL. That's where you'll get
your
schnitzel.
How many hats? How many schnitzel hats?
That's three crumbs. Three crumbs.
Can I say this? Oh, sorry, go on.
No, and I was just going to say, and don't bother with Hornsby.
Don't bother with Hornsby.
Call. That is, yes,
Hornsby,
do not.
Your schnitzels.
My cousins are all up in arms. They're dry. Hornsby.
They're dry.
Can I tell you this? Like you, when I was touring and used to stay in hotels a lot, my standard way of rating a service was its cheeseburger. The one you could, the 24-hour room service cheeseburger. And that would be the highest accolade I would pay to any hotel and recommend them on the basis of being able to get a great cheeseburger.
Can you remember which hotel?
Well, the best one was the Old Siebel in Sydney, I have to say. And no one has ever quite reached those heights. Right. It was absolutely stunning. And at 3 a.m. when they opened the door and you're there with your underpants drinking champagne from a bottle, they would just come in and put it on the table and walk.
No judgment.
That could be 7 p.m. at night. It could be any time with you.
Do you know what? Can I just ask you a question about 24-hour room service? Where do you stand on the club sandwich and that stupid piece of bread in the middle? Who needs that?
I don't get it. It's always
too big. Third bit of bread.
I'm over the club sandwich, full stop.
Do you know what you need? Yep. Planning permission from the council to erect a club sandwich.
There is no sexy way of eating a club sandwich.
It's a dumb sandwich.
You look ridiculous. It's not.
I don't want to be in that club. I don't like that sandwich.
Club sandwich I ever ate was when you used to come home, and let me say this is many years ago.
If you mention your mummy.
No, when I would come home and I'd be in a hotel and you'd be drunk and you'd just wander around your floor looking for meal trays that had been put out.
I always wondered who did that.
You occasionally might just go, oh, that looks.
No.
Ding, 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 ding. And off you'd go with half a club sandwich. You lift a couple of silver lids. You never know
what you might find.
You're on your way home.
You'd get that third bit of bread from mine. Just a nice bit of bread from the club sandwich I didn't
eat. Who would have stayed? How many hotels would you have stayed in over the journey?
Oh, probably more motels than hotels. It's a classy
tour. Routine. So there's a woman who's on the Housewives of Beverly Hills, Lisa Rinna, the one with the big fat lips. And she gave me an
idea. The one with the big fat lips. I'll need more information, please, Jane.
I was going to say fat lips and big fake boobs. I know, it's tricky. Anyway, she gave me an idea years ago. She takes with her sanitizing wipes, antibacterial wipes. She does it on the plane, on the seat, which is not a bad idea as well.
That is a good idea.
As soon as she gets into a hotel room, out they come and she maniacally goes through the room, the fittings on the light switches.
Right.
The remote control. She absolutely,
yeah, that's a good
that
idea.
Takes about 10 wipes.
I've heard that.
Is that something that you've ever considered? And why haven't you?
I have considered taking a black light. I think that
On that note,
I stayed in a hotel in the great city of Sydney, and it was a very good hotel, and it was a good hotel room. And when I walked in, it was immaculately clean. And you go, oh, this is great. Except for one little detail. So I've rung down down.
This is insane.
I rung down. I said, could you mind coming up to my room, please? I would like you to to just check it out with me. So they come in. I go, can you tell me what's wrong with this room?
Oh.
And above the bed is a headboard, which is mirrored. And on it are two massive, massive
handprints.
Handprints that are pressed into the headboard. And I go, I can't unsee that. You need to get me another room right now. Can you hang around, Kitty? We've got more to talk to you about. Utopia, for one thing, on tonight.
9 o'clock ABC, check that. Kitty Flanagan's with us.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Kitty Flanagan's with us, by the way. Utopia tonight, check that, 9 p.m. on ABC.
We're still talking hotel stories.
Well, we are, and there's
and
something
we
that,
should put out a book.
Yeah, I love hearing what people have done that I had no idea they've done.
Yeah.
Now, Kitty, you have just told us that you used to be.
Yeah, I was a, we were called chambermaids, but I think they're just called housemaids now.
Housekeeping.
Housekeeping.
It's a little handmaid's tale. What did you have to wear?
I was a housekeeper. And so I just want to tell anyone, don't ever get a room with a spa.
Holy Toledo.
You have a piece of tape that says, you know, this spa has been like
cleaned.
Yeah, it hasn't. We just use that tape. So that is why my sister and I refer to spas, like whenever we go, don't want a room with a pube shooter. That's all they are. The minute you turn that on and switch on the jets, someone else's pubes just shoot out all over you. Yeah, it's not. If you want to use the spa, you've got to fill it up, you've got to run it yourself, you've got to rinse out those jets, but I would just say save yourself the time. Don't get a room in the spa. Don't get it. No.
Then you fill them up and then within an hour they've got the consistency of chicken and sweet corn soup.
My children forced me into a spa they were in at Dreamworld.
Oh, no.
And they said, Mum, come in the spa. And I could see two men, very hirsute, big men, and a lot of oil on top. Oh, well, I'm not getting in
like
here.
Old people get in there and just kind of dissolve like Disprins. I was thinking, you know, just like flakes of skin just come off them, just dissolve.
Oh, my God,
in the spa.
It's dreadful.
Well,
it's
I had a friend who moved into a house and he goes to me, he goes, oh, mate, you've got to come see this house. It's ace. So I go around, he goes, check it out. There's a spa in every room. I go, listen, Simon, it's my belief this may have been a brothel. Yeah. The shag pile on the walls, for example, would be a reasonable indication that.
See, that took a direction I didn't expect.
And your bedroom, which still is referred to as the Roman room, maybe. never get into a spa is a good rule for life.
Don't get into the spa.
It's a life skill. And we do it.
As a life skill, as a former chambermaid, are you a good cleaner now? And did you pick up any skills that you take into your everyday life?
I'm good at the hospital corners because that was the only thing you were ever kind of judged on. They couldn't really tell.
Even with a doona, you know, because you've got to pull that tight.
I was in Broome, so I don't think we even had doonas when I was chambermaid.
Did you ever walk in on a disaster? Did you ever walk in and find a crime in progress or a madcap sex or...
Yes, because I was terrible at when people put their do not disturb sign on, that means you have to come back. So what I would do is
were you the cranky chambermaid?
Yes,
I would knock on the door that said do not disturb, and when they, you know, came to the door kind of a bit cranky and a bit nude, I would just go, oh look, I didn't want to disturb you later, so how about I just give you some fresh towels and we'll call it done.
All so cool. Thumbs up.
And they were just in such a hurry to get you out that would mean I could just tick off that room.
So
room 27.
Disturb them.
Done. Yeah. So do not disturb means nothing.
Can we talk about Utopia for a minute? Do you, obviously these are all in the can, do you sit and watch them when they come through? Because you're very good in these.
I previewed this episode. I have watched this one. I watched it last night and it's my favourite episode.
Oh, that's
good.
Why would you say that? What is it about?
I know, because I'm not even in it that much. But I just loved it because in this episode, Tony has a tiny win. That's not a spoiler, but he just has a tiny win and it's so rewarding to actually, you know, he's kind of gone four seasons without one.
Yeah, I do.
So he doesn't have many victories and he's always sort of, you know, he's not acting unlike the person in real life.
Okay, we've crossed the line here.
But what I mean is he gets a bit frustrated. sure. with things in life.
Yes.
And this is about the electronic ID card. So you're saying
the character of Tony is based on Rob Sitch in real life.
Maybe it's just how he has to live in our house.
This is unbelievable.
It's a great storyline too, because it's about the ID cards, which is
timely.
Comes up. Yeah, it comes up very over timely. And over again. Mm. And then there's another great.
What do you mean you're not in it?
I'm in it, but like I'm just saying, you know,
not enough.
I wasn't saying I loved it because I was in it. I wasn't watching myself going, oh, this is a great one. I am really.
Well, I love it. I think it's the high water mark of comedy drama in this country.
It's a good night of comedy on Wednesdays
on the ABC. Pretty good night all around.
Yes, they've managed to keep it,
They have managed to keep it popular. It's on 9 o'clock tonight.
Give it a run, idiots.
And Serious Tops in it too tonight. Nat has a really good story as well.
That's Pecola. Great.
Pecola, as I call her, Pekowski. First time I ever introduced to her on stage. Celia Pekowski.
On purpose or?
No, it was a bit of a, I had a few things on my plate.
I like Pekowski.
And then I started calling her Pekowski.
Hey, Pekowski.
She sounds like a detective, yeah.
It does. Pekowski. Thanks, Detective Flanagan, for coming on.
Wow. I'll have to call you around to do some room service one day. This is fascinating.
Utopia, good on you, 9 o'clock tonight, ABC.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
It is indeed, and I believe, Mick, it's time for...
Nerd Alert! Nerd Alert!
Welcome, James. Hi,
cheers.
James.
Hi, guys.
James, one of our producers here on the program. Now, you were up till, you got up at 3
in the
morning, and what for?
Apple had its big event at the Steve Jobs Theatre in
Nerd Alert! Nerd Alert!
Well, hang on. Radio. That's not a nerd alert.
Oh, come on.
A lot of people do that.
Anyone else in this studio? Did you get up?
I didn't get up, I was awake.
Nerd Alert!
Who gets up for the launch of a phone? I mean, seriously.
It was more than just a phone.
Not the Motorola brick I would have got up for. You don't remember the Motorola? You would have been about 2 at
the
time.
When the Motorola came out.
The brick, that was the good one.
Yeah, it took hours to charge the battery, though. It only lasted 20 minutes.
Boop, 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 boop. The handpiece weighed
massive.
About a ton.
Or a weapon.
So what have you got? Okay, we got a new phone. Great.
Yeah,
it's more than just a phone.
More than just a phone. But crucially, this was also the first event where Sir Jonathan Ive, the designer at Apple, was no longer... part of the company. You might remember him. He does these bits in the ads.
We have created a product that is the most deliberate evolution of our original founding design.
I don't like him.
I like his lack of pretension. Can I say this? Steve Jobs gets a lot of the credit, but the design of Apple over the years has been extraordinary, and people go, I need that or I want that.
And that was the guy.
And he was the brains behind it, and they didn't do a thing. Even that colour, remember the old iPod colour and the colour of these things?
The
I remember when they came out, I go, that is extraordinary.
Yeah.
That is absolutely brilliant. And for some reason, you couldn't get it out of your head, and that colour forever spoke to you.
Yeah.
What colour?
Well, it was like a camel, like it was an off beige or you know, so it was a creamy colour.
Yeah.
But even when they did their billboard campaign, that colour just stood out.
The recognition factor.
Yeah. So he was very good at his job, and as a design guru, could identify.
Right. Back to you.
Right.
And why was he not there?
He's left to go make his own design company.
This is massive. Yeah. This affected the share price. When he said he was leaving, they went...
How old is he?
He's
is he single? No,
he's got a family. Very happy.
Oh, okay. So he says.
We'll see about that.
So there has been a massive announcement in the Apple Watch. The Apple Watch has an update now.
Apple Watch Series 5, featuring an innovative new display that is always on. It all starts with the industry's only low-temperature polysilicon and oxide display, or LTPO.
So this is the
watch.
This is the first Apple Watch that will stay on the entire time that you wear it. The previous ones
would
turn off.
Yeah, it is annoying.
Yep. So game changer. Well, the watch stays on.
But why didn't they design it like that in the first place? I know why. They did that in the first place, so you have to upgrade.
Yeah,
they always knew all along how to do the technology, and now they're rolling
it out. I put it to you, the Apple Watch is a dud.
I'm putting it to you, it's a dud too.
And doesn't sell very well, and why do you need it?
Mm. There was an entire
watch to sell the time. Tell the time. Mm. I don't want I don't know how many steps I took. My kids have got Fitbits. If I could take back any present in the world, I would be giving my kids Fitbits. It's relentless. Hey, Dad, when are you coming? I'll be there in 5 minutes. Okay, click. 5 minutes and alarm goes off. Dad, How many steps have you taken today, boys? Hang on. They're shaking their hands.
Lucky they don't ask you how many steps you've done. Yeah.
43.
Yeah. So that's the Apple Watch.
That's for boys.
Now we move on to the iPhone.
Hang on. What was the big announcement, though?
That it stays on all the time.
Stays on all the time.
Yeah. So is that why you got up at 3?
Well, that was part of it.
No, it's not. They're sticking with the Apple Watch.
I'm really
James, quickly. James, do you think it's a good idea to stick with the Apple Watch?
I think it's it is a good idea.
Do you have one?
I do have one. At the moment, I'm wearing my old Casio calculator.
You know what I want?
Oh my God, you've got a Casio calculator watch.
Nerd alert!
See what I want? I want an Apple microchip. Just microchip me. Just have all the info. So when I go up, I can barcode anything. I can buy a beer. I can whack my wrist on a table. I can
You can do that with the Apple Watch.
Oh my God.
Jeez. Okay, tell me about this stupid phone design.
Okay, so
design of the new phone.
It's more than just a phone, Jane. That's what you said to me a minute ago. What is it?
Okay, so the iPhone 11 Pro now comes with 3 cameras, which includes an ultra-wide lens, which is a game changer.
That's good for
taking photos.
That's
good for
taking
photos. That's exactly what that
And it also means that you can now do this.
But now with 2 cameras, we have stereoscopic depth. So now you can also take portraits of your favorite pets.
That's for you.
You can take portraits of your favorite pets now with a portrait.
But this is now like they've really enhanced it. They made a big point of
Rubbish.
It. Big point of it.
What's the difference between taking a photo of a pet now in portrait mode and in pet portrait mode?
The bokeh you're going to have.
I bet they put up pictures of really cute dogs.
Yes. Do you know what a bokeh is?
Yep. It's something you throw at a wedding, and other girls like jump on it.
Something that you avoid catching.
And Apple, finally, this is the big thing that they've been doing.
Finally,
good segment, James. I'm liking this.
Thank you very much. They're going to try and start a new trend.
We've also updated our front TrueDepth camera to a wider 12 megapixel sensor. Now, we've also added slow motion video to the front camera for the first time. We want this to inspire you to go take some awesome slofies because we can't wait to see them.
Why is everyone laughing?
This is incredible. They were showing slofies up on the screen. Okay. So these are slow motion selfies. This is going to be on Instagram. It'll be everywhere.
Stop it. There it is. There is their $1 trillion idea that every idiot out there is going to go and get.
Oh, my God.
Here's the deal. No one ever send me a slofie, okay? I swear to you, if you send me a slofie, you will die.
We will indeed.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
You had one job.
And you pinhead screwed it up!
A man in Bristol comes home. All he wants to eat is some Heinz baked beans.
Yep.
He opens the tin. Guess what he finds?
What?
One bean!
One job to do here.
One bean swimming in bean juice.
Hang on a second. No. No.
No. On average, a Heinz tin of baked beans contains 465 beans.
And can I say, it says beans, not bean.
Yeah.
If you bought something that said baked bean, you might go, could possibly be one bean in here.
This story amuses me for other reasons. First of all, it says, Steve Smith, 41, was looking forward to a quick, easy meal after getting home late from a busy day at work. Says he, how are we supposed to know that he had a busy day at work?
He's had it. All he wants is some baked beans on toast or some beans.
Well, you know he said he eats beans, quote, once every couple of weeks.
Well, not anymore.
Didn't get his beans.
He got one bean. That's pretty much, that's beyond the pale though. If you, because you've got to take the top off the can.
What happens there?
Your tummy's rumbling.
That's weird, isn't it?
That is.
Put the toast on.
Weird.
Hey, anyone for a baked bean on toast? I would like.
I haven't had baked
Could I do a time quickly for.
Really? Is it news?
Please go ahead.
This is a massive story going around the world. It's official. Retirees are happier than their employed counterparts.
Really? Is it news?
Anyway, there it is.
Are you done?
That's, yeah.
Well, why
would Fred. Because you're not going to work every day.
Because you're not working.
God, who
you're
why
retired,
would people write
you're
having
that? Fun. You're by the pool.
Why is that a story?
I don't know, Jane. That's why it's called Is It News?
Well,
who would print that?
Yeah.
Why have I got that?
Who cares?
I don't know. Why have
Old
I got that?
Old people, yes, you're happy, but then remember this. You're not far from dead.
All right.
So,
It's not very uplifting.
So whoop it up.
All right.
Enjoy yourself.
Enjoy yourself,
because it's coming. It's coming.
Oh, don't have to upset everybody.
They're really sort of
Well, they're so happy. Retirees.
We've got a lot of retirees who listen to us.
What's the earliest you can retire?
Now, if you want.
I announce my retirement.
Well, no, you're not.
That'd make a lot of people happy.
I think it would. Richard Wilkins would be happy.
He'd be one.
Yes. Richard Wilkins.
No.
Don't say
He was
it.
Very generous in calling us
he
up.
He was.
And
don't make more
enemies. It's a shame that he didn't mention you this morning on the Today Show when he was talking about the great acting performances of Ride Like a Girl. Oops.
Oh, I've got the audio if you wanted to hear
it. Yeah, that'd be good. Let's hear it again. I love hearing this.
I tell you what, just wonderful performances. This, Sam Neill, Stevie Payne and Teresa Palmer, just wonderful. It's a fantastic film. Ride Like a Girl hit cinemas in a fortnight, really giving this one a big rap.
It reflects poorly on him as a reviewer.
No, it doesn't. He's astute.
He's very astute. He's no good at his job.
I beg your pardon.
He is a legend
just
of his
be
job.
Very,
shut up, Dave.
You can't right. flippantly say things you say. It really
but he left me out deliberately.
Because he's not ready to do the full review.
Yeah.
Strap yourself in when he does
so
it.
So do you think there's a big bouquet coming?
That's not the way I'd describe
it. All right. Get
in
me
cinema
out.
September 26th.
I may retire.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks to Makita 2 and their cordless powered garden range, where you can find your authorised dealer at makita.com.au.
Makita. You know what? Cheers me up when the talk turns to Makita. Yeah.
I'm okay? loving this.
You've got a cough button there.
Which one is it?
That's the one. Yep.
Cheers me up.
It
just automatically, when you mention the word Makita,
yeah.
It's like, you know, when a dog, when you dangle the car keys?
Oh, yeah.
And the tail they go, oh, we're going for a walk.
Yeah,
you said Makita, and my tail started to wag.
Yeah, no.
Because I am a huge fan.
What are we going to talk about today?
In
which
outdoor
part?
Engineering. Mm. Do you know what? Part Japanese, part German.
Yeah.
What better combination?
You can't get better combo than that.
Know what they're doing.
Wow.
No cords.
No. That's right, cordless.
So you would tangle
Don't
up your cords.
Don't point at me when you're...
I just have a feeling.
I would tangle my cords.
Yeah.
Mate.
You would.
I would go on a Makita rampage. I would go.
And guess what?
I can't be tamed. Here I am.
Right.
I'm free range.
Okay.
With my leaf blower.
Yeah.
With my
brush cutter.
Sander. With whatever I want from my Makita range.
Mm.
All of a sudden, I'm free range.
You're mobile.
Where is he? I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
He's gone rogue.
Doesn't matter.
Rein him in.
Go wherever you want.
He's blowing everyone's leaves from every garden
into
the gutter. Well, that's what it is.
I know that you're strong.
Mm.
You're a very strong man.
Do you want me to take my top off?
Oh, okay.
No, I wasn't going there.
Yeah.
But these are lightweight. So I can pick them up.
Lightweight.
I can pick them up. For me too.
Oh, you mean lightweight as in
weight?
Well, of course they are, but they're the heavyweights of the industry.
Oh, yeah,
well,
no
absolutely.
Question.
They are the king. Mm. The reigning champ is the Makita range.
Double
What's your favourite, Dave?
Well, I like the cordless lawnmower because it's got a two-tooth bar blade, which I think is really fascinating.
Yeah.
And the 18-inch heavy-duty steel deck I like as well.
You like that too.
Yeah.
And you look hot pushing the Makita cordless
mower. Thank you,
mate.
I appreciate that.
That's the nicest thing you've ever said to him.
But you would.
Isn't it?
It'd be like the start of a really raunchy, X-rated film.
Wow, you're going overboard now.
It's a little
You've used your raunchy.
What would you have? What would you want, Trady Jane? If you could pick one item from that list.
I can't pick one. I'm everything.
So you want them all?
I'm the mower, I'm the hedge trimmer, I'm the turbo blower, the brush cutter, and when I'm finished, I'm the motor wheelbarrow bucket
what?
Woman.
You're going to put them all in the wheelbarrow?
Yeah.
Yes. Is it a remote control?
No, it's power assisted.
Power assisted.
Well, that's the same, Dave.
I'll beg your pardon.
And I'd wear overalls, and I'd have one of them undone.
Oh.
One of
the...
Go on.
And I'd have...
Hello, Makita.
A little T-shirt underneath.
Hello, Makita.
Maybe with AC/DC on the front.
Whoa.
Put me down for one of these. I don't know what you're
selling.
Put
my hair in a ponytail.
<I'd> like... What part of the Makita range? And then in slow motion, you're blowing leaves.
Oh, yeah. Leaf blower. Slow-mo. What's that?
Have a slofie.
Have a slofie.
With a Makita. With the Makita leaf blower.
Yeah, that's what my first job is.
There's your next campaign, Makita.
Got it.
We're going to shift some units.
You bet. All the details, go makita.com.au to find your authorised dealer.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We're done.
Just about.
Well, it was a good show. I really enjoyed today's
show. I did too. I had lots of fun.
What was your favourite bit?
I think it was Richard Wilkins coming on.
Hi.
And when he talked about Ride Like a Girl, and he talked about all the great acting in it, like this.
Like Sam Neill.
Yeah, like
I tell you what, just wonderful performances. This Sam Neill, Stevie Payne and Teresa Palmer, just wonderful. It's a fantastic film. Ride Like a Girl hit cinemas in a fortnight, really giving this one a big rap.
Yeah, Dickie.
That's
no Mick Malloy.
That is a deliberate omission.
Are you sure you're in it?
I'm onto him.
You've claimed this is your movie. You said I star in the movie. It's me
you
and
said,
Sam Neill.
You said it was a two-hander with
two-hander.
You and Sam.
Yeah, well, he's got to the editors. He's got to the editors. Like a lot of my best stuff was so powerful.
Right.
It's lying on the counting room floor because the others look like idiots. I wasn't happy with that.
People have gone
what
on Twitter.
What have they said, Jane?
Paul says, so that's what the animal protesters were fired up over.
Me not being in it.
Not
they
being
wanted
in it.
More. They wanted
probably.
They wanted their pound of Mickey.
Jen Desperado said, "I did not think horses had big guts." What does that mean?
Let's just say I didn't step on the scales.
We talked about
that's the problem with women jockeys. They don't like stepping on the scales.
That one's tedious.
They don't like
that's
telling you that what
how much they weigh. We did talk about the chicken parma.
Oh. Yes.
Which was very interesting because we had a food critic who said that the chicken parma is abominable.
What was his name?
Callum Boyce.
Callum Boyce.
And then we spoke to his mum who disowned him.
Said,
so this is a guy who writes for the Good Food Guide.
Yeah.
He's in all the papers. He's come out and slagged.
Well, he's said chicken parma's the worst dish ever.
And his mum's come rang up and said, I disown that boy.
Mm.
As did half of Australia.
I'd like to apologise.
Everybody's on the side of the parma, I think.
Everyone's on the beside the
Stuart
parma.
Stuart Pard says, I want a bronze statue of a parma at the front of Mickey's house.
Oh.
I'd eat that coming home. Coming home at 3 in the morning, I'd go, oh, that looks good. what else did we talk about? KFC, we're having
KFC have got for 6 lucky couples in Australia, you can have your wedding at KFC. One can only dream. You know the aspirations of young couples today. You can have a special celebratory bucket.
Break out the moist towel.
That's it.
I've told you not to say the word moist on air.
What's your Kennedy Malloy? This is from Ash Harvey.
Oh, yeah.
Mick wants a barcode to scan things but can't find 9 Gem. It's not that I can't find it. It's not there.
I'll defend you on that because if you've got a satellite dish, you don't automatically get 9 Gem. And if you don't have IQ4, you can't get 9 Gem.
Unfortunately, you can't get the cricket, but you can get the Today Show with Richard Dawkins. I mean, I'm kind
if
of
you
wrong.
Really want to go out on that note. What else happened today?
What? Yeah.
The Brady Bunch renovation series.
Can we have an update, please, on how many signatures on our
web? I don't care about signatures. It's already
happened. No, this is important.
No, it's not important. You are terrible.
We are change.org.
I don't care.
Where are we?
No, it doesn't matter.
No, what have we got? I can't read it. I've got
57.
Nothing on the screen. Wow. So we've got...
Well, look how much people power worked because I have officially told this country...
And we've all rung in, so that's 5 of us.
We didn't even need it. Do you know all you needed? Was me and my passion.
You are passionate.
So where does
it
go from here?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to stand by because there's going to be very exciting announcements.
Give us something. What network?
It is a massive network.
Which one? 9.
Yeah.
I am not going
to
tell you.
Free to air.
It's confidential. I'm going to just give you little teasing bits.
Digital. Is it on digital?
Channel 31.
Channel 31. What is it?
How dare you?
What do you do?
No, you know what? When you hear what it is, you'll actually gulp and you'll go, oh, hang on, she means business.
Okay. And what time will it be on?
She's respected so much in this industry.
And tell me what the show is about again.
I've told you. They rebuild the Brady Bunch set inside the house.
All right,
calm down. The exterior.
And why? Why?
Because it's entertainment. I don't know if you're familiar with that. It's entertaining. And they have all the same Brady kids.
So what are they going to do? Give me an example. What's going to happen?
I'll ask Barry Williams when I talk to him.
Greg. My
yes.
Greg.
Well, I'll do it when you're not here. I don't want you to. I don't want you to ruin my dream.
Oh, here we go. Sissy fireworks. Yeah. Old Greg Brady.
Oh well, I could do worse.
Dave O'Neill's going to join us tomorrow for Kennedy Malloy.
Another Kennedy Malloy catch-up, powered by Makita's cordless power garden range. More power and less noise with one battery across Makita's range of over 200 tools.